But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old friend of the show, and we're worried about him because he's been out of work during the pandemic. He is an usher, and he's had no events, no games, no concerts to work. So we say good morning to our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. Hi, Jesse.
How you guys doing? Do you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
How are you?
Y'all still in that there bunker?
Yeah. We are.
Oh, that's good. That's, I'm glad y'all are doing whatever you can to keep safe and doing that.
Yeah, we're trying to be safe.
I'm surviving the best I can. I'm doing all right, even though I'm in what you would call the high to extremely ultra high risk group.
Yeah.
I'm in my 80s, and I have a double diabetes.
Double?
Yeah, double diabetes. Hmm. I got it twice. And I'm a nail biter and a face toucher. Hmm. And I don't socially distance.
Hmm.
Oh.
And I live in a giant ass back.
What?
A what?
Ass back. That's assisted living facility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And my ass back has
I don't think it's called that,
has
by the way.
Really been cleared out by this here COVID, too.
That's too bad.
About three broads that I senior sex with regularly have gotten the COVID.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but did that stop me? No way. I just threw a Jimmy hat on it and jumped right back into the downstairs mix-up.
Jesse, that is not going to prevent you from getting the COVID.
I'm having
the
fun, world. Yeah. But they recovered from COVID. All three of them recovered from COVID.
Okay, good.
But they died of old age a week later.
So
that happened. But I'm ready to get back to work.
Yeah. When is that going to happen?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm a musician, and I play the spoons in a swing band.
Really?
And the gigs have really dried up.
Yeah, I bet.
We're usually playing lots of back to school dances around this time of year, and I was hoping we'd be doing it again. I've been practicing WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. All right. A swing band is not going to play that song.
And I tell you, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited anytime young ladies like that get involved in math and science, and to have a whole song dedicated to wireless application protocol, it's just outstanding.
I don't think that's what that song's about, Jesse.
What's it about? That's what WAP stands for, doesn't it?
No. In the context of that song, it actually stands for wet ass.
What?
Another word for cat.
Oh, my goodness, now.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That news to you, Jesse?
Yeah, that's news to me. Let's move right along.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, none of them three broads I was with had that as a dream.
All right. Jesse.
Can I say a few words about the college football here?
Okay.
They need to get on and play this season.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm scheduled to work college football, but they're all hemming and hawing about whether or not they're going to play, and I'm here to tell them they need to quit being a bunch of wireless application protocols on this. Get out there and play.
The game must go on.
There's a lot to consider here, Jesse.
Well, Jeb, I have a prostate the size of a cassava melon, and I go out and work the games. That's a health concern. But so
you would still go out and usher if they had the games.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. What did you say now?
I said,
yeah. What? Okay.
Never mind.
I don't think he can hear you.
I heard that the COVIDs might be a hoax anyway, like D.B. Cooper, Buddhism.
Just a Jesse,
we're going to offend somebody here.
That's what Bob Sturm tweeted recently.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he said Buddhism was a hoax.
No,
like D.B. Cooper, college football.
College football?
What? So we don't need to be canceling our American traditions because of hoaxes.
Well, we don't think this is a hoax, Jesse.
I also saw what Bob Sturm tweeted that 9/11 was an inside job.
Bob did not say that either. Stop it.
Well, I think that our president's right, that these players need to get out there and play.
Well, there's a lot of people who would agree with that.
And I hope that President Trump's executive orders that college football, they play.
Well, he just might.
And then I hope he executive orders that the college football players put him up on top of the Mount Rushmores.
Hey, he might order that, too.
And put me up there while you're at it, too. So, hey, what's happening with the wall down there? We're going to get that thing built.
Jesse, we got to run.
Jesse, okay. We got to run. Right. We got to stay on time.
Take care now.
There he goes, Jesse the Usher.